Well, hello and welcome back to week four, which is all about controlling your focus. This is about halfway through all of our modules. So let's take this opportunity to check in. How's it going? Are you changing your morning routine? Are you checking in with yourself several times a day to notice what emotional state you're in? Are you practicing breathing? Are you practicing some of the other skills like flashlight focus? Using movement throughout the day? How's your anger doing at this point? Are you starting to see results in terms of toning it down, monitoring it? Right? If you haven't started really digging into these skills, please do whatever it takes to start changing those routines now. We're halfway through. You should be starting to really see how these skills are changing your daily experience of your mood, of your relationships, of the things that are happening every day. This is about strengthening your emotional muscles. And it's not like one day we go to the gym and all of a sudden we can deadlift 500 pounds, right? We gotta practice day in and day out. And that's what we're doing here. So we're halfway through. And you need to be practicing all the skills up until this point, because each time the skills are going to build upon one another. And this week is really important. This is where things really can start to shift. This is all about what's happening in our mind. We've talked a lot about our emotions. We've talked about our body. And now we're going to talk about what's happening in our mindset. We did some of this in the previous week with looking at the ABCD way of looking under the hood of anger. And we're going to take that a step further and go deeper with that skill here. Now, language and thoughts, the things that happen between our ears, what we're thinking, the way we speak to ourselves, that internal voice we all have, is really important. There is so much power in the way that we speak to ourselves and in the language that we're thinking in. So often when we're experiencing negative emotions, right, this is the equation: physiology plus language equals suffering. So we've been working on mastering physiology, and now we're going to take this other component, which is the language that we speak to ourselves in and the thoughts that we're having. Right? So we've been doing these ABCD exercises in the previous week. We've identified statements, but it actually goes much deeper than this, right? Statements are on the surface of things, and it's often questions that lurk underneath of these statements that are really affecting what's happening in our mood and in our mind. So this week, we're really going to begin to master those thoughts and those lurking questions underneath the surface. But before we do that, I want to make sure that you've really begun to build your awareness of what the thoughts are that are occurring, that are contributing directly to your negative emotional experiences when they happen, right? We have thoughts and we have feelings, right? Feelings are confusion, anger, sadness, depression, anxiety, fear, bewilderment, rage, jealousy, all of these feelings, right? And then there are thoughts. And often, and most of the time, people have a pretty difficult time distinguishing between the two. Some people are really good at distinguishing thoughts, and some people are really good at distinguishing feelings. And it's actually quite a skill to be able to know, oh, that was a thought and that was a feeling, right? So when you were doing that and practicing that ABCD skill, did you find it hard? Was it easy for you? Which one was easier for you to identify? Maybe it was the physical sensations. All these things are happening. Even if you say, oh no, there weren't any thoughts happening, I was just feeling rage, that's actually not true. It's just that we haven't really looked closely enough to discover what's there, right? So let's run through some examples to make sure that you're really clear what is a thought and what is a feeling, right? So get out your piece of paper and we're going to just run through a couple examples. Number one, okay, write down number one on your paper. This is the situation. Your wife rolls her eyes and sighs, right? You walk into the kitchen, she rolls her eyes and sighs. Okay, so on your number one, right, what is your thought? and what is the feeling? Right? There's no right or wrong answer. So what is the feeling when your wife rolls her eyes and sighs? Your feeling, not hers. What is your feeling? What is your reaction when you see that behavior in your wife? How are you feeling? Are you feeling frustrated? Are you feeling fed up? Are you feeling confused? And then what are the thoughts? What thought are you having? Thoughts might be something, well, what is it this time? Or not this again? Or what the fuck is her problem? Or I wonder if I did something wrong, right? Let's just start to distinguish what the feeling is from the thought or the things that you're telling yourself. Okay, if you need to pause here, do that before moving on. Okay, number two, here's the next situation. Someone at work or maybe one of your kids gives you a smart-ass comment when you ask them to do something. Okay, that's the situation. Someone's giving you a smart-ass comment. Okay, doesn't matter who. This is just a random example. So what is your thought and what is your feeling when that happens? What's the thought? I can't believe he just did that. Or what the F is wrong with that person? Or why don't they ever listen to me? Those are some examples of thoughts. What's the feeling? Anger, frustration, hopelessness. Take a moment, write that down. There might be lots of thoughts and lots of feelings. It's often more than just one. But I want you to get real clear, which is the thought and which is the feeling. If you need to pause to write down, that's fine. But number three, okay, here's the third situation. Someone cuts you off in traffic. Right? What is the thought that you have about this? What are the words, the sentences, the questions that you say to yourself when that happens? And what is the feeling? Or feelings? Not what are you doing, but what are you thinking and what are you feeling? What the F is his problem? Rage is a feeling. Anger, frustration, irritation, all feelings. Okay, next one, number four. Your boss asks you to work overtime. What's your thought and what's your feeling? Do you feel happy? Do you feel proud? Do you feel honored? Or do you feel annoyed? Do you feel pissed off? And what do you think about it? What are the words you tell yourself? Why is it always me? Why can't this place ever get its act together? Maybe you feel good about it and you might have a thought like, this is fantastic. I get to earn some extra money. It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong. Just get practice at what the thought is and what the feeling is. Okay, number five. You realize you forgot to pay the mortgage. Okay, or if it's not the mortgage, some other electricity bill, some important bill coming in. You forgot to pay it. You realize that the payment is now late. What's your feeling? And what is your thought? All right. And the last one, you're experiencing kind of a negative body ache or pain that's been lurking around for a while. Right? It's just that knee that won't stop bugging you, the lower back that won't stop bugging you, a headache that doesn't seem to go away. Whatever it is, just something that's been lurking around. What is your feeling? Besides pain, there's usually another feeling in there. And what are the thoughts? All right, so by now you should be having some good practice at distinguishing these two things. If you're having problems, please reach out to me. Let me know. I'm happy to help. But now we're going to do a little exercise designed to start becoming aware more of the stream of thinking that's going on in our mind pretty much at all times. It's very rare that our thoughts stop. It's often that we're just unaware of what's happening in our mind. Right? It's kind of like a virus operating in the back of your computer, right? You don't see it. You don't often know it's there, but you have your windows open and it just keeps getting slower and slower, right? It's like it's running in the background, right? All these uncovered questions and statements and the language with which we're speaking to ourselves is kind of like that virus operating in the background, right? Slowing our whole system down, making our computer not work the way it's supposed to work. So we're going to do a little exercise. This is a mindfulness exercise, and it's a way of starting to become aware of what's going on. So wherever you are, get as comfortable as you can. If you want to take hat or glasses off or sit back in your chair or get cozy or comfy on the couch, stay upright so you don't fall asleep. But get as comfortable as you can. So just settling in, making yourself comfortable, starting to take some deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And again, in through the nose and out through the mouth, just settling into this time and space. Just using your imagination, imagine sitting on the bank of a stream or a river, where you're sitting in the cool grass. And you can hear the water as it moves on past you. You can see the water as it's moving and trickling down over rocks, moving past, and just enjoying the scene. Nothing to do. Just noticing the nature that surrounds you. And on the other side, on the other bank, on the other side of the stream, you see this big tree with its branches reaching out over the water. And every now and then, a leaf flutters down from the branch and lands into the stream. And then you watch it as it moves on past you, going downstream till it's out of sight. So as you sit on the bank, just notice leaves every now and then fluttering down, landing in the water, and moving on past you. And as you're watching this happen, every time a thought pops into your head, every time, imagine putting that thought on a leaf and then just watching that leaf as it goes right on down. Maybe you write it down or you would just assign that thought to that leaf. And then you watch as it lands in the water and as the water carries it away. So any thought that pops into your head could be a to-do list, a thought about what am I doing now? Am I doing this right? Anything at all. It doesn't matter what's happening. Just whatever's popping into your mind. Putting that on a leaf and then watching it as the leaf flows downstream. So we're going to sit here quietly for the next minute or two, just with you sitting on the edge of this bank and watching as a leaf flutters down and you put a thought on it and it carries it downstream. If at any time the leaves get jammed up or get caught in a little eddy, you can free them up so that they can continue on their journey downstream. Even if you notice you're distracted, you just put, thought about distracting. I'm distracted. Put that on a leaf and watch it go down. When is this going to be over? Put that on a leaf and watch it go down. I'm no good at these exercises. Put that on a leaf. Whatever's popping into your head. Again, not getting involved in the thoughts, just assigning each thought to a leaf and putting it down, and watching it float away. Okay, and just slowly starting to come back. Opening your eyes. And what was that like for you? What was it like to sit on the edge of the bank? Were you able to put a thought on a leaf and watch it go by? What were the challenges? If you had any challenges, what happened? I know oftentimes I hear different things like the leaves were happening too fast, or it was like all the branches were shaking and there was a million leaves coming down at once. What happened for you? What did you notice? Maybe your thoughts was, maybe you had to send the same leaf down over and over and over again. It's all fine. All noticing is good. We just want to give you the experience of identifying the thoughts and watching them float on past, because you are not your thoughts. And we're going to start actively controlling this week our focus and our mindset. So let's pause here and we'll see you in the next module.